Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 11th. Now, today is 9/11. This is the day we want to take a moment to remember all those who lost their lives in the 9/11 attacks. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of those who were killed or injured during those attacks. And we certainly hope and pray that we never see anything like that again. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices, we had December corn down a penny and a half, December wheat down 4 cents, and November beans up a penny and a half. Currently, we've got the dollar up 37 ticks, but still pretty cheap. Gold and silver are down sharply. The bonds are down sharply. Dow Jones looks to open sharply higher. Most of that is due to the fact that the hurricane didn't do nearly as much damage on the mainland of Florida as what was looked for, and the fact that North Korea didn't set off any new missiles. So the markets are responding to that here this morning. Storm looks like it's certainly heading up into the Tennessee Valley, bringing some rain there, but it doesn't look like the winds will be enough to do a whole lot of damage there. So the corn market was a little bit lower overnight. Wheat was lower. I think really the focus now is certainly going to shift to tomorrow's report. Funds are still short corn, wheat, and beans. So maybe not so much the beans. The numbers have them short, but I think after Thursday and Friday, they're probably about even. But they're certainly short corn and wheat, heavily short. Do they want to cover any of those positions before the report? Is anybody's guess. My guess on the reports, I believe production is going to be down in corn and beans. I believe demand is going to be up in corn and beans. I think the numbers could get a little tighter on the beans than what people would like to see them. But I think that the corn numbers, even though they'll be tight, aren't going to be anywhere near what it's going to take to really think about a bull market out here for a while, particularly with early reports saying that farmers are going to go back and plant more corn next year. It just doesn't seem like there's much to build on there. But I still think we're in kind of a buyer's mode here. We made a little bit of a bottom. Hopefully this report won't shatter what we've done here in the last week or so, that we can continue to move higher and get the funds to cover some of these short positions. That's really about it. I will be at Husker Harvest Days tomorrow all day and Wednesday till about noon. If you'd like to come by and say hello, we'd love to see you there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Edge.